Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing it today, going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3, and we've been looking at verse number 13, which says, "To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints." And we've been spending some time looking at this issue of the word "establish" and what it is that the Apostle Paul actually means by the fact that there is this establishing going on, and looking at the whole issue of this edification process that needs to occur for the saints in order to be pleasing unto God. And we've looked at how God identifies his will, that all men would be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. We know how individuals receive salvation today through the fact that putting their trust in Christ dying for their sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And a person putting their trust in that and that alone is what gives someone salvation today. And then we have that next step of this establishing, which is to occur. And we know that this is a process that God intends for all members of the body of Christ to be doing, because he gives us an instruction related to our relationship with the Word of God when he says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And how we're supposed to be studying, we're supposed to be taking in the word of God rightly divided, so that way we can have this growth. And there's also this issue of making sure that we are not going to be ashamed. Now, when we talk about that idea of someone being ashamed, you know, that's not someone being ashamed today while they're living here on planet Earth. This is the issue of a shame that unfortunately is going to occur when we appear before him after the catching out of the saints. We're going to appear at the judgment seat of Christ, and there's going to be shame because of the fact that we're all going to have areas where we have a lack of understanding, because there are limits to what we can understand as a man, but there's also going to be limits that we've put on it ourselves based on our own study and how it is that we utilize the information that we've come to understand. Now we see how the Apostle Paul, there's an example given to us, you know, him speaking. Let's go over into the book of Acts. We'll go to Acts chapter number 14. And we're going to see Luke record some things from part of Paul's ministry and talking about what it is that had gone on with Paul, those who were ministering with him at that time, and how, you know, what they were doing shows what is supposed to actually be going on here. And here in Acts chapter number 14, we're going to start here at verse number 21, and we're going to read down through verse number 23. It says, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So we see this pattern that's going on with them of how it is that they're ministering, dealing with these local assemblies here. And it starts with this issue with them preaching the gospel message. Then once that is done, we see how there's a confirming the souls of the disciples. There's an exhorting them to continue in the faith. So there's the issue of an edification that occurs, giving them information that they need. There's an encouragement that happens that we'll continue standing for the truth of God's word rightly divided, continuing to stand for the message that's been given unto them. And then the issue of ordaining elders in these assemblies. And the goal of that is so that way these elders would be able to continue to preach this message, continue to make sure that what has been given unto us is going forward. Now, this is the pattern that really, when we look at this idea, every local assembly should be trying to follow this pattern, you know, starting with the idea of preaching the gospel to the lost, you know, which, and all this ties in with the will of God that all men would be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So it starts with that issue of salvation. And then it moves on from salvation to the issue of that coming unto the knowledge of the truth, the issue of the confirming the souls of the disciples, the exhorting them to continue in the faith, and the ordaining elders. So that way, this message continues on and goes forward. That's why you see how Paul talks about taking this message. Let's go over to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. And you see how when he's writing to Timothy in this last epistle here, the last message that's being given forth, how he, you know, reaffirms this whole idea, especially of making sure that there's the elders that are going to be taking this message. And you see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, when it says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." So the idea being that this message needs to be taken and given to individuals so that way they can be able to go out and continue to teach and make sure that individuals keep hearing the message of the dispensation of the grace of God. Now, that's really what needs to happen. And you see sometimes the failures of a local assembly in one of these steps of, you know, for example, you know, not going out and preaching the gospel message to individuals and saying, well, you know what, they'll just come find us somehow. Or, you know, lacking some things out related to the, you know, confirming the souls, the edification process. Well, you know, we're going to just start focusing on, you know, songs and, you know, all these other things and not focus on the preaching of God's word. You know, lacking some things related to the exhortation process that can actually be going on for individuals. You know, that's something that, you know, can be seen sometimes in a local assembly. You see how there's a thing at times of, you know, the failure of, you know, the building up of that next generation of the elders of thing of, okay, well, we don't have someone that could take over as the, you know, the leader of the assembly, as that pastor, when, you know, if something happens to our current one, and then what would possibly occur to that local assembly? Because the problem is going to happen as we get closer and closer to the end of this dispensation. And this is what really that the whole epistle of 2 Timothy is all about, is that, and it's going to get, you know, thing of where you're not going to be able to separate the idea of what is the local assembly and what is the rest of the world, because the local assembly is going to look like the rest of the world. That's why you see we're here. Let's just turn over to chapter 3. We're just going to read a very quick portion of this. When it says this, verse 1 of chapter 3, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That description, you know, and the unfortunate thing is people take it and say, well, that's what the world is going to look like. That's always what the world has looked like. That's always what individuals who are going contrary to the word of God have always looked like. So that's not going to be a thing of that, okay, well, this is what it's going to look like in the last days. It's going to be the local assembly looking like that. That's why we see the encouragement. Let's turn over to chapter number 4. Because in chapter number 4, Paul gives us the answer to this and how we make sure that this doesn't occur. Verse 1 again. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And he starts with an issue of preach the word, because the word is going to be what's central in all of this. And if the word's not being preached, we're not going to have this establishing that's needed to occur for the individual. And you see how he, you know, starts with that idea of that there's going to be a, you know, he's going to judge the quick and the dead, the alive and the dead, and it, there's going to be judgments that's going to occur two different times. At his appearing, which is the day of Christ, the catching out of the saints, you know, individuals refer to it as the rapture, and his kingdom. So that's going to be at the end of the, you know, the seven, you know, there's going to be part of that judgment's going to be at the end of the 70th week of Daniel. There's going to be another part that'll occur at the end of the 1,000-year kingdom before the new heaven and new earth, and the kingdom is fully established for the nation of Israel. But there's two different periods that are being brought up, speaking about the body of Christ and speaking about what's going to occur for the nation of Israel. Now let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, because we're going to, again, see this issue of the growth that's needed here that the Apostle Paul is going to be making a reference to. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, we're going to start here at verse 1. It says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." So we see this issue of that he's having to give them, instead of being able to give them the meat of the things that they need to understand, he has to focus on the milk. He's giving them the simple things because they're not able to handle the things they would need more understanding. And when he's saying, "neither yet now are ye able," that's giving us the idea that even what he's writing here in 1 Corinthians is still the milk, because they're not able to handle the meat of the doctrine. So 1 Corinthians is really just the basic information that an individual needs to understand. And I say that because sometimes you'll hear someone go, "Well, we can get into the meat of God's word," and then they'll go to reading right in a passage where Paul's identifying the fact that you're not able to handle the meat. So this can't be meat if they're not able to handle. This is the basics. And he's explaining to them why this is the basics, because of where they're at and what they have not allowed to have happen to them. We'll skip down to verse 6. "I have planted, Apollos watereth, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For ye are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So everything is being built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. When we're talking about that foundation, we know that there's a foundation of Jesus Christ being preached according to the prophetic programs, all the things identifying him as the Messiah and the king that's going to reign on the throne in the kingdom. There's also the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, according to the doctrine which is given to the Apostle Paul. So we know that the foundation for us is the foundation of Jesus Christ being preached according to the revelation of the mystery. The foundation which is given to the Apostle Paul, which he identifies as my gospel. So there's an issue of how an individual is going to need to build upon their foundation. And they're building upon it as that establishing, as that edification process is occurring, as they're studying and taking in the Word of God. And as this is occurring, what it allows for is that, and we've looked at that before, about how a person could be taken to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and how what he's really trying to make sure of is that this is not going to occur for the individual, and that this whole process is going along in the exact lines that the doctrine is laid out. So That's why we are told to study. We're told to take this in. The Spirit communicates with our spirit. The things that we've been looking at over the last, few episodes to make sure that this occurs. And this is all occurring. So that way what we've seen, now the next verses that we're going to read, this is the judgment seat of Christ. The events that is going to occur, immediately with the catching out of the saints. Here, verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, first thing I want to say with this is, what is actually being judged. It's not the individual who is being judged, because we already have the guarantee of our salvation. And that's why at the very end of verse 15 that we see the issue of, and it says, he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire, because there is that guarantee of salvation. There's not a worry about losing that. And that's, sometimes when you see that issue of fire, it's being taken immediately to like the lake of fire, and that it's that type of judgment where a person's going to be separated from God. It's not the individual. It says, the fire shall try every man's work of what sort is. It's the idea of what we've done with the doctrine that's been given unto us. What we've done with the information found starting from Romans chapter number 1, ending with the book of Philemon. We have all this. We are supposed to be taking it in, studying it, applying it to our lives. So that way, as we're doing it, it's the Lord Jesus Christ living in us and through us. The idea is, what have we done to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to live through us because of the doctrine that we've taken in? And if we've allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to live through us, then gold, silver, and precious stones have been built. And the member of the body of Christ receives a reward. If we have not allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to live through us because we've not been, applying the doctrine in the proper manner that we are supposed to be, then instead of building gold, silver, and precious stones, we build the wood, hay, and stubble, which are reflective of that it's us trying to do these things. All of those things are going to burn away. And the whole issue is that this is preparing us for our life in the heavenly places, ruling and reigning with Him. And that's the doctrine that we see that has been laid out, the doctrine given to the members of the body of Christ. Doctrine that unfortunately is, individuals, don't always understand, don't always want to apply the things of what God's word says to them. And we as the members of the body of Christ should be making sure that we are always taking this word and taking in what's given to us to apply it so that way we can make sure we're living the life that God intends for us to live. Now, we'll pick up with some of this in our next episode. And as always, as we close, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have audio files of some of our, you know, previous messages. We have information about how to, you know, join our Sunday services live as they're broadcast on Facebook. Information on how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.